It seems Guelph Police will not be making those operating budget cuts, respectfully requested, by the mayor last month. A report to the Guelph Police Services Board Thursday is asking the board to confirm the 2025 budget, which would see an operating budget increase of 7.97%. This comes after a letter was sent to the board last month by Mayor Cam Guthrie, asking police to mitigate its increase to no more than 4%. Salaries, benefits, and the associated operating costs represent over 90% of the police services budget, the board report said. Given this level of existing commitments, significant reductions were not possible without impacting service levels. The respectful request from the mayor was to chop the 2025 increase down by $1.8 million, from $4,966,480 to just above $3.1 million. Guthrie, for his part, admitted the task to cut the number would be almost impossible to achieve. Instead, the report asks for a net budget increase of $4,892,214 after factoring in assessment growth. The only change is the addition of $606,764 to add 6 sworn officers to the service. Police say these officers are urgently needed to address human trafficking and intimate partner violence. According to the report, Guelph is seeing a disturbing increase in human trafficking. Calls for service relating to human trafficking are at over 40 as of the end of September, as compared to 39 all last year, it said. Victims are getting younger too, it seems. Of the 40 reported this year, 6 of the victims were under the age of 18. Of the 39 reported last year, just 1 was a child. Guelph police say 1,414 intimate partner violence investigations already happened as of the end of September, with 23% resulting in charges. Police say the additions will allow for increased efforts in investigations and case management. It will also allow for better coordination of the intimate partner violence and human trafficking areas. The report also notes Guelph's proximity to Highway 401, considered a major pathway to traffickers. Staff is also asking for $154,000 to be added to cover capital costs for those 6 officers. Other capital revisions are also up for approval, which are spread out over the next decade. The changes were noted in September's meeting, where police say provincial legislation forced their hand. About 70% of that spending would come next year, if approved. This is not discretionary. The law requires that we make these investments, Police Chief Gord Kobe told the board back in the early fall. The overall budget isn't fully set in stone. It would still need to go to council for formal approval after the board gives its green light.